On today's episode of Thinking Out Loud, we will look at assurance. This is J.K. Jones, and you have reached my podcast. I'm an ordained ruling elder in the Presbyterian Church in America, and I have a master's degree in industrial engineering. Assurance. Jesus said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life." He said that in John 6:47. Many in the world do not have a firm knowledge that they will go to heaven when they die. Some have a vague trust in their idea of a God who may honor their faith and may not. Some have only the hope that, when God judges the world, he will find that their good works outweigh their bad. Some have not yet reached the point in their thinking that they can acknowledge a God who judges or a heaven that they can go to. Many other podcasts that I've made line out reasons for believing in both. We can know that we are on the way to heaven if we have faith in Jesus. This faith is a confident assurance that what Jesus says about how to live life is true. This assurance brings us to a knowledge that we have not, even for one moment, lived free from sin. That is, we have done things that God tells us not to do, or we have failed to do things that God tells us to do, or both. This knowledge of the right path leads to repentance. Repentance is turning from our sins to God and his way of living. This faith is also an assurance that Jesus paid the penalty for our sins, not just for sins in general, but for our sins in particular. Jesus is God who became man. He laid aside his rights and came to earth. He lived a perfect life. Christ's life is an example to us, but it also gives Jesus credit for a life lived in perfect obedience to God's law. Jesus then died on the cross for us. In some way known only to God, Jesus took the credit for our sins and suffered God's infinite, terrible wrath for those sins. He became sin for us that we might be credited with his righteousness. Faith is the way we take credit for what Jesus did for us. The credit for our sins is taken away from us, and we are given credit for Christ's perfect life. It's not about what we do, it's about what has been done for us by Jesus. When we have faith, the perfect God loves us perfectly because we are credited with perfection. When God looks at us, we are perfect because of what Jesus did. But how can we personally tell if we really believe? How can we look at our hearts and lives and tell if our own faith is genuine? The most useful verse to me personally is Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. It says that what counts is faith working through love. I do love Jesus, not perfectly, sometimes not even well, but Christians do love Jesus. R.C. Sproul puts it this way, quote, "I'm not asking whether we love this Jesus perfectly. I'm asking about whether we love this God and this Jesus at all," unquote. We sin. Christians sin, sometimes often. We even sin the same sin over and over. This clouds our thinking and convinces us we do not have real faith. But God does not desert us. He always comes to our aid. As one scholar puts it, quote, "A regenerate soul will certainly persevere through the trials of life and continue to believe and repent. He will slip and fall, develop bad habits, wrestle with doubts, but through it all, he will keep on going even as he began. All believers slip and fall into sin, but the truth of the matter is that no believer stays down. Just as God gave him faith and repentance unto an initial conversion, so he supplies him with faith and repentance all along the way to heaven." Unquote. This is from Dr. Kurt Daniel, as quoted in an article, Safe and Secure, by Curtis Thomas in Table Talk magazine from Ligonier Ministries in December of 2004. The God who saves us perseveres our faith. He works in us to will and to do His will. He does not leave us alone in life's battles without a champion. Maybe an old Baptist theologian named E.Y. Mullins can help. Quote, "The believer in Jesus who has been regenerated by the power of the Holy Spirit will never utterly fall away from Jesus and be lost. He is not free from temptation. He may, through neglect and failure to employ the means of grace, grieve the Holy Spirit and bring reproach on himself and the people of God. He will, however, turn away from his sins and return to his Jesusian duty. He will not be content in the wayward life. It is the mark of the child of God that he cannot be happy in a life of sin." Unquote. This is from Baptists' Beliefs by E.Y. Mullins from the Judson Press in 1912. I pray you will turn from sin to Jesus in faith today, knowing that eternal life, unending life with God in heaven, is yours. Be perfect when God looks at you. Experience the perfect love of a perfect God. I pray you will know that God loves you in your imperfection because of Jesus. Until next time, this is J.K. Jones, and God bless you.